Hi, William, you okay?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, so it was about two years all in all, staying there on the weekends, weren't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. So, what's your mother's name?
My mother's name was Doris Campbell. She passed away last year.
No, no worries. And what's your father's name?
Same as me, William Campbell.
William Campbell.
Do you need the updates of birth for?
No, that's fine. Just the names will be fine. Just in case you are on the records. Would you have been known by any other names when you was a child or not?
Billy.
Billy, yeah. Billy Campbell. B-I-L-L-Y?
Yes.
Yeah. And you don't have any terminal illness or anything like that, do you?
No.
No, no worries. Cardross Assessment Centre, was that in Cardross, yeah?
Yeah, between Dumbarton and Helensburgh. I think it's a G82 postcode, Cardross.
Yeah, so
it's either G82 or G84 postcode.
Yeah, I think it's coming up as Argyle and Bute, the council.
They changed that. It used to be West Dumbartonshire, but they changed that. They opted out and then changed it. So I'm sure it's still got a G82 postcode, even though it's now Argyle and Bute.
What I'll do then is I'll put both of the councils down, Argyle and Dumbartonshire, just in case, you know, like your details are at one and not the other.
Right, it's West Dumbartonshire.
Yeah, West.
So it's Dumbarton, D-U-M, but the West Dumbartonshire, D-U-N.
Right, so it's sorry, M for Mike, is it, sorry?
Dumbarton is D-U-M for Mike, but West Dumbartonshire is D-U-November.
The council was the one with the N for November, was it?
Yeah, West Dumbartonshire Council is with an N, but Dumbarton is with a M. Don't know why.
No, that's fine. Do you remember the address that you, well, obviously, that you lived at during this time then?
Yes, it was 25 Bellsmyre Avenue. That's B-E-L-L-S-M-Y-R-E Avenue.
Yeah.
And that was G823A. Oh. I think it might be Z, I can't remember the postcode now.
Is this the address you would have lived at, like, with your mum and dad, sorry?
That's correct, yes. That's where I was, yes.
Delamere, sorry, D-E-L...
Sorry?
Sorry, how was the street name spelled again?
Bells, as in B-E-L-L-S.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
And then M-Y-R-E, so Bellsmyre Avenue.
Yeah. It would have been G823A Alfa Romeo.
That's it, yep.
Perfect, no worries.
It seems to be it, yeah, I know it.
Yeah, no, don't worry. And if you can just explain just briefly kind of a little bit about the abuse that you would have suffered at the time.
I don't really want to talk about it, tell you just too much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So like I said, no need to go into too much detail, but we will need to have a brief statement.
Yeah, basically, I was getting hit and locked in your room and basically dragged up the corridor.
Yeah. Sorry, just one moment. I spoke to people who've been, you know, in similar places as well, like you say, so I know like the kind of things that he was getting up to at the time. It is absolutely awful, to be completely honest with you. But staff obviously, like you say, they would abuse you and hit you. Did they say that they was restraining you, but then they'd just basically be hitting you when they was restraining you?
No, they didn't even make excuses like that. No. As far as I'm aware, no, they didn't make excuses at all for their behaviour. And I know people that are there that obviously they have a full time and things are happening to them, you know what I mean, worse than I was probably lucky that I was only there part time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Staying there full time and obviously no, like I said, they'd lock you in your room over the weekend, overnight and things like that.
Yep.
If they didn't agree with something or just if they just felt like it.
Yeah, and as I say, this is because if a teacher said one comment to me, if one teacher said I was talking or whatever in school, I would be sent me a right weekend.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you can think that you would like to mention that you'd like me to put on, like anything specifically or?
Not really, no.
No. No worries. Like I say, I understand obviously, like you say, you know, it's difficult to discuss and whatnot, so I do appreciate you taking the time to obviously do discuss it with me and saying what you can. What I will do as well is I will write this into a couple more words and turn it into an actual statement. So all I've just put for now is that obviously you was, now and again, you was hit by the staff. They did use like punching, kicking and things like that. And sometimes they would block you in your room and things as well. I will rewrite it so it's kind of, you know, in more words and might say a little bit like, you know, it causes you to be upset or some stuff like that. That's just because when the solicitors obviously make a case, they want this case to be as strong as they possibly can for you. So, emotional aspect.
You couldn't speak out against it or anything, because if you'd done that, it'd get worse.
Yeah.
So there's nothing you could have done. You just had, me, as I say, I was different to people that are there full time. Me, when I was there at the weekend, I just had to go and at least I knew I was getting home on Sunday, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If you was to report, then it was just going to get worse.
No, is that, yeah, you had to just build a wee mouse and just do everything you're told, and even at that, they just done what they wanted anyway.
No, of course, I'm sorry to hear that as well. I don't know, so to be completely honest with you, William, that is enough from what you've said for me to obviously get these claims sent over to the solicitors and get this put forward for you now. Just so you're aware that when we're making these claims, it's not like we're just, you know, clutching at straws and just hoping for the best that you're going to get some money back or something like that. Providing that you have experienced some kind of abuse during the time, which from what you've told me there, you definitely did, then you will be due a refund. The average refund's anywhere from £42,000 to £68,000 at the moment. It's not to say that you're going to get that much or even that little. That's just what the average is that people are getting at the moment. Basically, in order for us to make this claim now, all we do need from yourself is a proof of ID. So we know that obviously we're speaking to the right person, and also a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months. Would you have them to hand at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp. If it's possible, if you can just send me a picture of both of those pieces of information, and whilst you're sending that, I'm just going to get the form sent over for you to sign as well.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Right, sorry, I've just remembered, I don't have my driving licence at the moment because I had to send it away for change of address. So I'm waiting on my driving licence coming back, but I'll get a letter for a lawyer.
Yeah. Do you have a passport or bus pass or anything like that? Sorry, your signal cut out. What was that?
Excuse me, my passport's out of date.
Only other thing that we can do, if you don't have a picture ID at the moment, we can use 3 different proof of addresses, providing that they're all dated within...
Hang on, I'll send this letter to the nurse here, right? I actually put a picture of my driving licence before I sent the old one back, but it's not in my present address.
No, that's fine, because we're using that one as an ID rather than a proof of address anyway. So as long as we've got your name and picture on it, they'll know that it's, like, you know, for the right person and whatnot.
Yeah, 2 sec, I just need to find the woman where it is now. There, okay, just the front then.
I'm sorry?
Aye, just the front picture.
Just the front of the driver's licence, yeah, just make sure,
Hang on. Hey, as that sent, so I've got an eviction letter, my sister's lawyer, she's trying to evict me at my mum's, isn't it? My driving licence.
Yeah, perfect. Is it dated within the last 3 months, the letter from the lawyer?
The letter's the 20th of February.
That's perfect then. Yeah, hopefully that gets sorted as well and you can stay there by the sound of things, but...
Pick up the grass at the moment.
Sorry, it's William Campbell in, so I just put it as Billy then, sorry, just one moment.
Yeah, I'm not known as Billy anymore, I'm Bill or William now, because I don't like referred to it.
No, of course, that's understandable. Yeah, so literally just one moment, you're going to receive a text and an email from myself. It should take literally 10 seconds or so to sign. I can talk you through it. Just before I do, though, I do just need to make you aware of one thing as well. So before we discuss this case, I do just need to explain the funding options clearly. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay?
Sorry, I'm at the dog is barking.
No, sorry. Just said that we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it's under a private agreement. All that basically means is that we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. In a successful case, we just take 20% of any money that we do get back.
Right.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, not a problem then. So if you can just open up your text from me, you should have just received a text from MMA Legal.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. If you just click that text.
Start signing.
Yeah, start signing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it should just say, I consent and then agree and continue or something like that.
Proceed to document.
Yeah, that's it.
It's loading in. Right, okay. And then I confirm.
Yeah.
Agree. What's this one saying now? Right, now I've got full client packet. It's William Campbell. Print name.
Yes. So, yeah, so where it says signature, if you just tap that and then select one of the signatures.
I'll be able to get these out, trust me. I don't get up to...
What, can you see at the moment?
Yeah, three options.
Yeah, so just tap any of them, whichever one you think, you know, you prefer the look of.
Okay. You have signed this document.
Brilliant. So I'll just double check that on my end now. Perfect. So that's all signed on your end now. If you'd like to download a copy for yourself, you are more than welcome to. There is one more thing that you'll need to sign, and that'll be tomorrow. I will give you a call back. Basically, that gives us the authority to contact Scottish Redress. What we'll now do is fill out a package form for yourself. They do just like your signature to be on that too. So tomorrow we'll send that over. It'll do just as quick as that one. Sign that, and then we'll get the claim process. There's only one more thing that I need off you right now, to be honest, William, and that's just Bill. That's just basically in the touchwood, in the eventuality that anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, would you like to nominate a beneficiary who you'd want to receive the money if anything was to happen? As well as that, though, they will be contacted towards the end of the claim just to make sure kind of you are who you say you are and you was in care during, you know, those weekends and whatnot. Who is it that you would like me to put down as that beneficiary for you?
Laura Campbell.
Yeah. And would you have a contact number for Laura at the moment?
07950.
Yeah.
6996.
916, perfect. Thank you. So, yeah, that is basically absolutely everything for now, Bill. Like I said, I will give you just a quick call tomorrow just to get that last piece signed off. Just one thing that I do want to say is thank you for your time and obviously discussing this with me today. Kind of appreciate that it can be a little bit of a difficult conversation. Talking about the things from the past as well. So I do appreciate you taking the time out and speaking to me in regards to it as well. If you do have any questions, feel free to either give me a call or give me a message on that WhatsApp number as well, and I will just respond to you as soon as I possibly can. But other than that, you have a great day today, and like I said, we'll be in touch tomorrow just to get the last bit signed off for you, okay?
Right, not a problem at all. And it's been a bit of a start to phone call, but I'm just very wary of scam callers and things, not really.
Don't worry, it is understandable anyway. I'll get this updated for you now, then. You have a nice day. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.